Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Today's topic? That sneaky little gremlin we all know and sometimes love, procrastination. Ever wake up with a mountain of to-dos, a head full of amazing ideas, and the overwhelming urge to, well, maybe just hit snooze one more time? You know that feeling when you stare at your screen, knowing there's something important you need to get done, but suddenly, that sock drawer seems really fascinating? We've all been there. But guess what? Procrastination isn't just a character flaw, it's often a symptom of deeper stuff going on. Now, before you go blaming your lack of self-discipline, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that'll help you understand procrastination, tame the beast, and unleash your inner productivity ninja. First off, identify your procrastination triggers. Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism holding you back? Or maybe a simple case of feeling overwhelmed by the sheer size of the task? Once you know what's driving those delays, you can start to address the root cause, not just the symptom. Think of it like figuring out why your car keeps sputtering. It's not about slapping on some duct tape, we've all been there. Cess, but getting to the real engine issue. Second, break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever stare at a 10-page report and feel like you're staring into the abyss? Yeah, me too. But break it down into sections. Maybe research for 1 hour, outline another, then start writing. Suddenly, that monster task feels like a series of achievable mini-missions. It's all about building momentum, folks. Remember those old RPG games where you had to level up before tackling the boss? Same principle applies here. Third, set realistic deadlines and time limits. We're not talking about cramming everything into 24 hours. I'm talking about working smarter, not harder. Use a timer to focus intensely for short bursts, then take breaks to recharge. This Pomodoro technique is your friend. It helps you stay focused, avoid burnout, and actually get things done. Fourth, create a dedicated workspace free from distractions. Think of it like your personal productivity sanctuary. No social media, no noisy neighbors, unless they're inspirational. Just you and your work. You know those do not disturb signs? Yeah, use them. This helps you create that mental space for deep focus and creative thinking. Finally, celebrate your wins, big or small. We often get caught up in the next thing on our to-do list, forgetting to appreciate the progress we've made. Celebrate those milestones. Give yourself a pat on the back and enjoy the feeling of accomplishment. It's fuel for your productivity engine. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a freelance writer, struggling with deadlines. She knows she has to write that article, but everything seems more appealing. Cleaning the kitchen, alphabetizing her spice rack, even staring wistfully into the abyss of her email inbox, guilty. But then, she remembers these 5 tips. She identifies that fear of not meeting expectations is holding her back, breaks down the writing task into manageable chunks, sets a timer for focused work sessions, clears out distractions from her workspace, and most importantly, rewards herself with a cup of tea and a good book after each completed section. Suddenly, Sarah's feeling empowered, productive, and maybe even a little bit proud of herself. So remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming a super efficient robot. It's about understanding your own patterns, setting yourself up for success, and celebrating the journey along the way. You got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Identify your triggers, break things down, set realistic deadlines, create a focused workspace, and celebrate your wins. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might be battling the procrastination beast themselves. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and crushing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.